Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Campaigning has intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making strong pitch to the voters through rallies and roadshows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, while campaigning at Belagavi in Karnataka today, informed that in the last 10 years, the government helped small farmers through the Farmers Producers Organization to cut input costs and open the market for agri-produce. He also said that the Supreme Court has given a tight slap on EVM doubters. He accused the Congress of weakening democracy through false narratives created by them. He criticized Rahul Gandhi for allegedly blaming Rajas and Maharajas for confiscating wealth from the citizens and for committing atrocities. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has said that his party would fulfill all promised 5 nay and 25 guarantees for the people. He was addressing the media persons in Guwahati. He criticized Prime Minister Narendra Modi for failing to fulfill the promises made to people during the last 10 years. The Congress president slammed the BJP government for failing to provide 2 crore jobs every year and doubling the income of farmers. The Election Commission of India has directed to conduct re-polling in 6 polling stations of the outer Manipur parliamentary constituency on the 30th of April. The commission declared the polls conducted at these 6 polling stations on the 26th of April in the second phase of Lok Sabha election as void. The polling stations are 5 in Ukhrul district and 1 in Senapati district. Arunachal Pradesh Lokayukta Chairperson Justice Retired Prasant Kumar Sekia passed away on Saturday in New Delhi. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik has condoled the demise of the state Lokayukta Chairperson. In a message, he said that in the sudden passing away of Justice Sekia, Arunachal Pradesh has lost a conscientious ombudsman and a crusader against corruption. The governor, on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh, conveyed condolences and prayed for eternal peace of the departed soul. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post, has mourned the demise of Sekia. Mr. Khandu said that the justice retired P.K. Sekia was a versatile personality and his contributions to the society shall always be fondly remembered. Justice Sekia, a retired judge of Guwahati High Court, was sworn in as the first chairperson of the Arunachal Pradesh Lokayukta on June 27, 2019. In Tawang, Indian Army organized an ex-servicemen rally for veterans and Veer Naris of Tawang district at Tawang Military Station today. The event commenced with wreath laying at Tawang War Memorial, wherein the veterans paid homage to valiant martyrs of 1962 war. Over 150 veterans and veterans, among others from all over the district, attended. As part of the rally, stalls were set up by various departments like mental camps, veteran suvidha kendras, banks, other biometric updation center, and others to cater on-the-spot services to the participants. On the occasion, staffers from record offices of various regiments were also present to facilitate and resolve any pension-related issues for the veterans. The 2-day Silver Jubilee celebration of Itanang Rangali Bihu Sammelan 2024 concluded today. The event was organized by the Assamese Association Itanagara Duke Convention Center. The Assamese community residing in and around the ICR region enthusiastically participated in the program. The second day of the celebration saw the conduct of various competitions. Several cultural troops also presented Bihu dance on the occasion. The Indian contingent has won 8 medals, including 5 gold, 2 silver and a bronze so far at Archery World Cup in Shanghai. The Indian trio of Dhiraj Bomma Devara, Tarundeep Rai and Praveen Jadhav won the 5th gold in recurve men's team event by defeating Olympic champions of South Korea. Meanwhile, in the finals of women's recurve individual event, India's Deepika Kumari went down to Asian Games champion Lim Si-hye-woon of South Korea and settled for the silver. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.